בוקר טוב, today is יום רביעי בשבת קודש, פרשת עקב, יוטט באב, today is the yard site of רבנית מרגלית יוסף, בת זקיה. Yeah. תן שמתה צורה בצורה חיים. Very strong, strong-willed woman who made her husband the Gdol Ador. She was Halabi. She was a Syrian woman. Yeah, anyway, with Ham David. Yeah, anyway, Nikon Makom. We're on the top of page 137 in the Shara Bitachon. So this seems to be a very major matzav where he's talking about a lot about Parnasa and Hishtadlut and stuff like that. But now he says like this. Vim lo yevo'ehu ha-teref al ha-panim asher sibev alehim, efshar she-teref yomo kvar kadam etzlo vo birshuto. Sometimes, as much as you work and as much as you put forth Hishtadlut, you don't succeed in making the money or earning the parnasa that you think through those means. So you're thinking to yourself, like, what's pshat? So says Rabbeinu Bechaye, one of two things. Either you already have your parnasa for today, you already have it, you don't even know it. Yeah. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu that day or that, you know, period decides that the parnasa is going to come from a different means. Yeah, sometimes people nail themselves in to like, I gotta make it from this. No, you don't. That's just like, there's a phrase that Gemara says, Harbe shluchim lamakom. Kadosh Baruch Hu has many emissaries. The Kadosh Baruch Hu can make it materialize from, and don't lock yourself in to one method. You know, one source of parnasa, and if it's not this, I'm a failure and I'm not gonna eat. No. Harbe shluchim lamakom. ועל איזה פנים שיהיה, ראוי לו להתעסק בסיבות ועל יפה מחזר עליהן, שהם ראויות למידותיו ולגופו ולאמונתו ולעולמו כאשר קדמתי. Whatever the means are, do not invalidate any legitimate means of parnasa as long as it's physically, emotionally, socially, you know, legitimate for you. Like you spoke about before. ויבטח עם זה על אלוהיו שלא יעזבו, and together with that, never forget to rely on הקדוש ברוך הוא that Hashem is not going to leave you ולא ירפאו ולא יתעלם ממנו. Hashem will never ignore you. כמו שנאמר, טוב אדוני למעוז ביום צרה ויודע חוסבו. הקדוש ברוך הוא is beneficent, a stronghold on the day of distress and mindful of those who take refuge in him, which means הקדוש ברוך הוא pays very close attention to those who are reliant on him. The more we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? For instance, very, very simple but powerful mashal. When does a parent take more care of a child? When he's a baby or when he's an adult? Why? When he's an adult, so he's more independent. So the mom's not like rocking him and feeding him and taking care of him and, you know, giving him allowance and stuff like that, because, you know, the kid, the guy's an adult, he moves on, whatever. When the kid's a baby, the parents understand that they have no choice. He's reliant on them, so they need to take care of him. So the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are completely reliant on him, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu babies us meaning
takes care of us, everybody.
Takes care of every single need when we show that we're aligned. Yeah? So, I got it. Okay. So he says like this, yeah? Weiter. וכן נאמר בעניין הבריאות והחולי. So we were talking about extensively about parnasa. Now let's talk about health and sickness. כי על האדם לפתוח בבורא בזה ולהשתדל בהתמדת הבריאות בסיבות אשר מטבען זה. Person has to put forth effort to keep healthy. ולדחות המדווה במה שנהגו לדחותו. And push away the, this is very apropos, you know, to try to prevent illness as much as is customary to push it away. You know what I'm saying? You can't live in a bubble. You can't lock yourself in a basement like some presidents. You know what I'm saying? You have to actually go out into the world and live. But you have to try to prevent illness and disease as much as what's considered acceptable. Whether that's through eating healthy, taking medications, vaccines, whatever it is that's considered healthy by the doctors and Gdolei Ador. He says, כמו שציווה הבורא יתעלה ורפא ירפא, מבלי שיפתח על סיבות הבריאות והחולי שאין מועילות או מזיקות, אלא ברשות הבורא. Besides for... Now, by the way, everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyways. If Hashem wants somebody to be healthy, he'll be healthy regardless. If Hashem wants a person to be sick, he'll be sick regardless. But what? We still have an obligation to do what we need to do. וכאשר יפתח בבורא, ירפאו מחוליו בסיבה ובלתי סיבה. When a person puts his full faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will heal him with or without a regular means. Which means there are miracles. There are medical miracles also that happen because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can heal a person whether or not it makes sense logically or medically. נכון? Yeah. כמו שנאמר, ישלח דברו וירפאם. Sometimes healing comes from medicine and sometimes healing comes directly from דברו, from Hashem's word. ואפשר שירפאו בדבר מזיק הרבה, כמו שידעת מהעניין אלישע במים הרעים שריפא, זה כאן במלח, כמו שכתוב, והמים רעים והארץ משקלת. Yeah. וכן, ויוראו השם עץ וישלך למים. Sometimes הקדוש ברוך הוא can even heal with things that seem detrimental. Like Elisha Navi, he sent Naaman into, you know, salty waters. Moshe Rabbeinu told them what? They wanted to drink. The water over there in Marah was very salty. Hashem said what? How are you going to heal the salty water? Throw in a bitter stick. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to show the world Hashem's not bound by nature, rhyme, or reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything he wants. Now, usually Hashem doesn't. Usually Hashem binds himself, the Rambam says. Usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu binds himself by the laws of nature that he put into place. But if he wants to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can certainly, you know, traverse the lines of nature. So he says, ואמרו הקדמונים, שהיה עץ של הרדופני. It was a very bitter tree that Moshe Rabbeinu threw in. וחמו יישאו דבי לתאנים וימרחו על השכין ויחי. וכבר ידעת מה שהיה מעניין עשה כשבטח על הרופאים והניח ביטחונו באלוהים בחוליו מהמוסר והתוכחה לו ואמר הכתוב כי הוא יחאי ויחבא שימחץ בידיו תרפנה. עשה, was שלמה המלך, the grandson. He was a tzaddik. He was a very good king. He became ill in his feet, whatever. And there was a ta'ana on him that he put too much emphasis, too much trust on the doctors. Too much. Should have, and he got musar for it. Should have relied more on it. Yeah, bevadai. Doctors, yeah, okay, fine. Aval ma? Kadosh Baruch Hu.
What does that mean, too much faith in doctors? If you have your bitachon of Hashem, what line is it, too much faith in the doctors? Believing that the doctors are just an intermediary of Hashem.
Good.
What's
too much? When it's too much.
Meaning, I understand.
Too much going to them, too much bitachon in everything they do. At the end of the day, their hands are tied. You know what I'm saying? With all their knowledge and zachin and zachin, whatever. What's a doctor? Talk. So he says like this.
He said he had gout, no?
Who?
Asa.
He had
something like that in his feet. And yeah. Started like,
that's the, they say it's the rich man's disease. Yeah. Yeah. And have too much protein. Too much meat. A lot of Jews have gout. A lot of, yeah. Jews have a lot of seudot mitzvah. Shabbatot, v'yamim tovim, and siyumim. That's Hashem Yisrael, yeah? Tuesday.
Poppers.
Poppers. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, Hashem Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, you know what Rabbi Yitzchak would say? First of all, it's seudot mitzvah, Hashem Yisrael. And second of all, how many kosher forms of entertainment do Jews already have? What do we have? We don't have movies. We don't have clubs. We don't have Broadway. We don't have all the Geinam that the Goyim have. So how many kosher forms of entertainment do you think Am Yisrael really has?
Three. Bridgie Lord weddings and
seems. Food, and food. You know, that's all.
Maybe sports if you're down.
Food. Yeah, that's what it is.
See what the Phineas tonight. I'll send you a video.
Mize. Mize.
Are you with
food.
Yeah.
The Gemara says, "Aval ma, even but herring. Aval mikol makom. Ata takshiv tov ata. Yeah, mikol makom be'adinut. Healthy. Yeah, the Rambam writes, even when you eat, leave a quarter of your stomach empty. He says a third. I'm sorry. Yeah." Leave a third open, relax, not to eat so much. Even when there's seudot mitzvah, yeah, even Shabbat, v'yamim tovim, person not supposed to go nuts. You know what I'm saying? People, many people I know walk out of Shabbat like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Huh? Zelo. Zelo kacha.
Oh my gosh!
The Torah, there's a pasuk in Mishle. Takshivu tov. Shlomo HaNochayitz. Tzadik ochel nasova anafsho. tzaddik eats to feed, to satiate, not his stomach, his neshama. Uvet reshaim yechsar. The stomach of the wicked is always empty, no matter how much he eats, more. Why? Because he's eating for his stomach. Even b'seudat mitzvah shabbatot v'yamim tovim.
Rabbi, we have two neshamot.
Nachon. And yet, even that, even the second neshama has limits. You're not supposed to walk out of the at a Shabbat being. A lot of people says no. No matter what you eat on Shabbat, you don't gain weight from Shabbat. Bevada, you don't gain weight on Shabbat because you can't weigh. You can't weigh yourself. You only gain weight Motzei Shabbat. You double the person. Yeah, people walk out of Shabbat roly poly. Yeah, ze lo kacha. A little bit extra, a little bit more than ze.
How do you do it when you have six different dishes on the table and your parents want you to eat all six?
Ktzat mikol echad. Ktzat mikol echad. Ktzat. There's no mitzvah.
Your mom's not making 18 dishes every time you come over.
Yeah. That's what they say. The difference between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. Ashkenazim have salat chai. Salat chai is like Israeli salad. That's what they call. Sfaradim have chai salatim. 18 salads.
That's true.
Aval.
No, there's not even one salad at the table.
Where?
It's all rice. My table.
Yeah, Persians are not such big salad people.
My table.
They're not eating dips.
No space.
תקשיב, תקשיב טוב. אבל, מכל מקום, בעדינות, בעדינות. לא הרבה. קצת פה, קצת שם, זהו. Like a buffet, קצת פה, קצת שם, זהו. Yeah? Not...
Don't compare it to a buffet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Even over there. That's... זה, הבנטרה, is also ניכר באכילתו. Person has to know how to eat, also to eat בצניעות, also to, you know... תמדי חכמים don't eat in all public form. צנוע וזה, even when you eat, go, you know, take a corner, sit down. It's not, eating is really an animalistic pursuit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one of the ways that we're domet to animals, you know, the fact that we have to eat.
Rabbi, I'll be halacha, you're not even allowed to look at your rabbi eat.
Yes, but it's supposed to be bitzniut. That's why many times, you know, my rebbeim, don't eat, kim'at, don't eat, unless it's mamash seudat mitzvah, and on the side. I always felt weird, you know, where do they put rabbanim in weddings? In the front on display. Hey, you want them to eat like Ben Adam, you know what I'm saying? Usually they're very shy. They're very... You want to, I understand they want to do it for kavod, but how's he supposed to eat? Right. That's why usually why they don't... You know what I'm saying?
But
right.
Isn't it mitzvah
to eat
with...
Nahon?
Should you do that?
With the Talmidim. The Rambam brings down, as does Shulchan Aruch, Talmid Chacham cannot eat with Amaret. Asur. Asur. He has to eat only with Talmid Chachamim.
So what if he's learning on the Mishra?
Tell me, said it. The point is, it's not in like a. I'm not even talking about eating on the street, mo behema. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Sometimes you see people eating the pizza or sandwich. What are you doing? Mamash mo behema. Is it pasul aydut? Ma me ase kacha.
Yeah.
Zekvar. You tell me that.
Why there's no indoor seating?
Muta. Yeah, maybe not the most tzanuah. Tzanuah over here, I don't mean, you know, dress. Tzanuah means modest in everything you do. So maybe it's not the most modest thing. I don't go out much. Usually, even when during COVID, sometimes you don't have a choice. Everybody was on the sidewalk, you know what I'm saying? So then you didn't have a choice. Aval, if you have a choice, go inside.
We're going to this place that they don't have indoor seating. We're planning on bringing a table and chairs ourselves.
Listen, point is to take it to a secluded area. You're allowed to have a picnic, you know what I'm saying? It's mutar. The point is, le'echol ve'lishtot, you know, like a... You know, there's halachot about eating and drinking, and a person's supposed to, you know... That's why we're saying Birkat Hamazon, there's a pasuk. Yeah. ויאמר אלי, זה השולחן אשר לפני השם. Right? We also say, ויאכלו ויתיר כדבר השם. Eating and leaving over, all that is part of the, you know, derech eretz, how a person's supposed to be. It's very, very important. You know, sometimes one of the ways the Gemara says Masechet Eruvin that a person, you can tell what he is bekoso, his drink. So pashat pshat is when he's intoxicated, right? Or if he lets himself get intoxicated. But drinking, koso, can also mean eating and drinking. How a person conducts himself when he eats, sometimes you can see totally different people. Yeah, sometimes you see a person who's there, sophisticated and put together, is that cultured? All of a sudden, the food comes out.
Out the window.
You know, the Hulk comes out. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going hungry. If I stay, kol echad, and I know food is. I'm saying that because food is a major, major part of our religion. Make no mistake about it. Zivadai. Everywhere you go, there's food.
You get reward for you.
You make a reward. Nachon? Berachot ve'acharonot. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. What does he do? He takes things that are good for us and that we enjoy doing anyway, and he makes a mitzvah out of it. Win, 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 win. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Shabbatot v'yamim tovim, Seudat mitzvah, Oneg Shabbat, Oneg Yom Tov, Simcha, Kol ze, Mila, Pidyon, ze, Siyum Masechet, Kulam Seudat mitzvah. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Aval mikol makom, Ba'adinut, Betzni'ut, v'ze, people eat with the hand. Stand, B'derech Eretz, you know, fork, knife. Ma ta omer?
In the robot, there's
like, it's like an open area, everyone goes and they eat. They're like,
sitting down in the middle, there's like a stairs towards the down there, eat. Is that, do that?
I don't think so. If you sit down in a secluded...
It's not secluded, it's an open area.
Try to get a corner.
Like, eating on the stairs, or eating around.
Why do you... You can go to the lunchroom, no?
No, the road, like, the road square.
From the because the restaurants don't have any sit down, so they just take it as.
No, the restaurants sit down is outside.
Some people have tables
on the stairs.
No, like at tables, and some people like they take it. They sit in the middle and like.
It's not zelo pasul anymore. As long as you're sitting, you sit down.
You sit down. Indoor spot, their outdoor spot is.
The point when you sit down, when you're eating in a lunchroom, in you know in yeshiva or wherever you are in the cafeteria. You're pasul edut because you're eating with other people. Not pitam. Why? Because you're sitting down, eating kmo ben adam. That's okay. Same thing over here. If you're sitting down, eating with other people in a place that is sitting down for a picnic in the park, is it? Oh, it's not a big deal. Point is, you're walking around eating like behemot. Eat when they walk around. You know what I'm saying? That's how behemot eat.
Finishing an SB
sandwich. A who? SB?
I said like down an SB sandwich on the bus.
What's SB?
In a car.
Hello.
How
are you? Tell them not to do it like this. Say it.
SB is
not good. Not to anyway.
What's SB?
Saving a syllable.
Nothing. People say I'm dressed in cash.
Tov. Okay, Rabotai. Yalla. We have a shir klali today, so let's rock and roll.